The representative identified as the next Speaker of the Alaska House lacks the necessary 21 votes to be elected to the post, at least according to an interview with one of his colleagues. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Nat Herz reports.
Wasilla GOP Representative David Eastman says he's not ready to vote for Dave Tallarico of Healy, who Republicans announced yesterday as the next House Speaker. Republicans said at a news conference that they have 21 members of a new majority that will take power back from the largely Democratic group that controls the House right now. But there were only 20 people in the room. Eastman was missing. Without Eastman's vote for Tallarico, House Republicans only have 20, which is not enough to elect a speaker in the 40-member chamber. Eastman says he intends to vote for a Republican as speaker, but he wants to have a better feel for a candidate's priorities and agenda before agreeing to vote for them. Eastman is about to start his second two-year term in the House. In his first term, he was known for taking far-right, uncompromising positions on the state budget and social issues like abortion. His stance on Tallarico casts doubt on the strength of the 21-member majority caucus, in which opposition from a single member could undercut the group's ability to pass legislation. It's also still not guaranteed that the majority will even have 21 members. One Republican, Bart Laban of Fairbanks, has a narrow 79-vote lead over his Democratic opponent. Elections officials say they don't know how many absentee and other ballots still need to be counted in that district. One of the leaders of the new group of Republicans, Anchorage Representative Lance Pruitt, says he's still confident the GOP will have at least 21 votes for Tallarico when the time comes. Pruitt says Eastman is going to vote for a Republican, and Tallarico is the Republican that the party's members are supporting. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.